Art, it's WJR's game day in the D. Your chance to roar when Detroit hosts New York Sunday, November 23rd at Ford Field. You could win tickets, transportation courtesy of Metro Cars, and $100 to dine at Buddy's Pizza. To enter, all you got to do is download the free WJR mobile app, find that secret keyword, and then text it to 800-859-0957. Download the free WJR mobile app. Find the keyword and then text it 800-859-0WJR. More information, you can visit WJR.com.
We are here on the college tour, kicking it off at Grand Valley State University. And Grand Valley State continues to see strong student leadership shaping campus life and academic achievement. One standout, Evan Jackson, no relation, but he is great because he's a Jackson, a double major in economics and finance with a minor in English and a member of GVSU's Frederick Meyer Honors College. He's also serving as student senate president, and he's set to graduate in 2026. He joins us now to talk about his experiences leading a student body and what's next for GVSU students. Evan, good to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning.
So it's a pretty big responsibility to be the student senate president. What made you want to take on this role, and what's been like the most rewarding part so far?
So I took on this role because I wanted to get involved, and I saw an opportunity at Grand Valley to get involved and take part of my college experience. And the most rewarding part is seeing the impact I'm having on students already, and students are getting to experience through this.
And you speak for students on all types of different subjects and issues. Talk about some of the issues that you deal with when you talk to the student body and the faculty here.
Absolutely. So students want to see more parking, obviously, always, especially as the wintertime comes. They're going to want parking garages next to every campus building. But the biggest part of it is just showing up for students at, you know, the tables where they're not represented and making sure that they have a voice in every room.
Something I've been asking, you know, any college person when we go on these tours is the value of a college education. And what do you see as the value here as a student yourself who's about to graduate, go into the workforce?
Yes, I see so much value. So I'm studying finance and economics, and after this I would like to go into corporate finance. And I wouldn't be able to do it without a college degree. And it's similar for a lot of my peers that are, you know, getting their own college degrees in their own fields. But the college experience is exactly that. It gives you the opportunity to take that next step after college and then find yourself, you know, working in the adult
working,
life.
Yeah. Getting paid, yes. Uh-huh.
So the president of the student senate doesn't want to go into politics?
I do not, no.
This is enough for you, huh?
Yes, this is it. This is the one and done.
Yeah. What spoke to you, because you're from Livingston County.
Yes.
So you're from the east side. What drew you to Grand Valley?
So we had college recruiters come to our high school, and I got to speak with them and got to learn a little bit about Grand Valley and what it was. And I was pretty interested, and then I, you know, decided I needed to come tour the school and make sure that I was the right choice, because I was looking at a couple of different schools in Michigan, and I wanted to make sure that I was making the right choice. It's a big commitment. It's 4
Certainly.
Years. And so I toured Grand Valley, and I loved it. It was everything from West Michigan. It was the people. It was the place. It was everything about Grand Valley just screamed to me opportunity and growth, and I just ran headfirst into it.
Did you know you wanted to do finance, then you chose a school, or school and then finance?
I chose the school and then finance. That was how it worked out for me. I didn't know what I wanted to do my first year, so I spent a little time shopping around, and then finance ultimately came in and stuck.
So you're double majoring economics and finance, minor in English, all while serving as the Senate president. How do you manage the time and your priorities? It's a lot
yes,
going on
yes.
with you.
Discipline and calendars, that's how.
Yeah, that's pretty good. So what do you ultimately want to do?
So after this, I would like to go work in investment banking or private equity. That would be the dream. And then after that, come back and go to college and get a JD MBA and then practice law.
Hmm.
Oh, so wow.
Back at Grand Valley State?
Possibly,
for that?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's very cool. What about this idea that students these days don't know how to talk to each other? They can't, you know, be in person. It's all on the phone. It's all on the tablet. What are you seeing from young kids today?
Gosh, it's so funny that you asked this question, because this first year, seeing the students come back to college, there was something different with this freshman class. They didn't experience the COVID experience in high school. And you can see that effect that they're having already. They're so social. They want to go out. They want to be involved. They're asking questions. And they just want to take part in their own college experience in every way possible. So it's great to see them going back to that socialization and showing up and, you know, now you're seeing on our campus after weekends and after hours, students are out, they're hanging out with each other. Campus is lively. It's a great scene.
And you know, what advice would you give students who you know, want to get more involved but not aren't really sure where to start?
Yeah, so I think you have to show up to be great. So just show up in the first place. That's the hardest part of it at all. Ask questions. Just find ways to get involved. Everyone wants to help you, especially here at Grand Valley. Everyone wants to see you succeed. So just ask those questions. Find different ways to get involved. And people just want to help you out.
How's the relationship with the faculty here, those that are relaying this information to you? I've heard such glowing reviews about the teachers, the professors,
yeah.
Everybody here at this university.
Yeah, the faculty here has been super special. I've had so many professors that have had a profound impact on my experience here, and just seeing that echo across all of their students. There's a unique thing about Grand Valley where it's a big university with a small campus feel, and you get to have those connections with your professors. So many of the members of our Student Senate even like talk about their experience that they have with great professors. We have this event called Last Lecture, and it's about all of your professors coming in and, you know, giving experience as if it was their last lecture. And we had like 20-something nominations this past week when we did our round for this
wow.
year's event. So it's exactly that. We're seeing these professors have a great relationship with their students, and that's just the way it is.
That's a really great idea.
Yeah,
if it were their last lecture, what would they say?
Yes.
That is so cool. I like
yes.
that. And your president, Dr. Philly, was telling us about class size. Are they
yes.
all smaller class size, not like huge auditoriums with hundreds of kids?
They're all a smaller class size, yeah. So you get that exact feel of being able to know your professor by name and your professor knows you by name. So you stop by office hours and they say, hey, Evan, it's nice to see you. It's
yeah.
that experience. It's unique.
What about parents who are listening right now? Kids are getting ready to try to choose which college they want to go to. What would you tell them about Grand Valley?
Oh, gosh. It's
I'm
biased.
Last lecture. Let's go.
Yeah. I'm biased. So I love Grand Valley. I think that it's the exact place to be. It's got a great academic program no matter what you want to do, whether that's math, science, any other field. And then there's just so much opportunity for growth. I came into it as a student not knowing what I wanted to do, how I wanted to get involved, other than just I wanted to do it, I wanted to get involved. And then fast forward, it's my senior year, and now I'm here, and I ended up the Student Senate president. So there's opportunities for growth, and they're everywhere.
Mm. All right. Evan Jackson, Student Senate president here at Grand Valley State University. It was great talking with you.
It was great talking
with
you. I
like that sweatshirt, too.
Yeah.
But thank you so much for being here. Good luck.
Thank you.
Yeah, really cool. All right, that's going to do it.
Day one of our
college
tour.
Good
job, Grand Valley State.
It was
nice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nice. We're swagged up.
Oh, man, swagged up.
Shirts and lanyards and keychains and the whole deal. Tomorrow we will be at Ferris.
The rival. Ferris State.
Yeah. So we'll see you tomorrow. Kevin Dietz and All Talk coming your way next here on WGR. Have a good one.